All right, guys, welcome to the Instant Reaction Podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. It is sponsored to you today by my good friends at AgriGold. Holy crap. Double overtime. Iowa State defeats Oklahoma 92-87. I just had one of the greatest clone experiences of my life. So here's the story. Because you guys are basically all like my family anyways, and I live a very open life, I don't have a lot to hide. I am who I am. If you like me, great. If not, well, that's your problem. Well, my wife's family, we have a lot of family over here in the Nebraska area. So we had a meeting for our family Christmas, the Anderson family Christmas on my wife's side. They scheduled it for today, a road game. The thought was, oh, honey, we'll get you, you know, we will get you over to Omaha by the time that the game starts, which was a 1 o'clock tip. And, well, that didn't exactly happen. It took forever. Anybody who has kids out there, you know how hard it can be, how long it can take. Anyways, I got here with 10 minutes to go in the second half. I go immediately to the hotel bar, which is like a restaurant attached, and it's all Creighton fans. We're right outside of the CenturyLink Center. This place is packed full of Creighton fans. They're playing right next door. And I love Creighton because I love Greg McDermott. I'm a huge Greg McDermott fan, no matter what any of you say. One of the most phenomenal people I've ever been around. And I'm rooting for him, too. However, this Creighton bar, and I'm like, guys, come on. You got to let me have one TV for my clones. I got to have it. And they switch it over. Well, it automatically, like, irritates a few. But whatever. That's kind of how it works. I got really emotional during the last 10 to 20 minutes of that basketball game. Obviously, it was a highly emotional game. And by the time double overtime ended and the clones follow through with a 92-87 win over the Sooners in double overtime, I had Creighton fans cheering for the clones because they're getting killed by Marquette right now. It's a bad deal. I actually feel bad for them because they just lost one of their best players for the year. But regardless, like, we turned this Creighton bar into a clone. Other than this one nasty woman here in Omaha, she flipped me off for some reason. And nobody could really understand why or what her problem was. I still don't get it, but whatever. The clones won 92-87, and my instant reaction is, man, I doubted this team so many times during that game. From the beginning when they got down 15 points in the first, 9 minutes of that game, to in both overtimes, even heading into overtime, I didn't think that they would win. I kept doubting these guys, and I'm so proud of them. Like, I legit, like, love this group of seniors. And I got to travel with them a little bit. I mean, these guys, there's some shortcomings with this team. We all know that. There's one thing that is not a shortcoming, and I don't want to hear anybody doubt it. And I see it on Twitter all the time, and it drives me crazy. This whole, well, they're not trying. The team doesn't care. To hell they don't. And you saw that again tonight. That team is locked in. They are engaged. And I think we all learned a lesson today, a couple of lessons today. One, this is the biggest thing to me, is I see it too often where fans and media start to doubt young men. They start to say that these young men cannot succeed. I'm talking about Merle Holden today, completely written off. And I thought Steve Prohm did a phenomenal job of coaching throughout the week to get Merle Holden ready to go. And what you see out of Merle Holden today, 0 points. But he comes in 25 minutes, has 7 rebounds, and he protected the rim. Iowa State doesn't have that all year. Merle Holden, if he doesn't show up today, Iowa State does not even get to overtime. Iowa State does not beat Oklahoma today in a very desperate situation for this team. Props to that young man for, when he's on the bench for the last month, sticking with it. That's phenomenal. And props to Steve Prohm for swallowing his pride and saying, hey, man, we need you. We need you to step up. And that's exactly what he did. And what about Deontay Burton? Listen, Deontay, I don't know if I've ever covered or watched a player who drives me more crazy than Deontay, but at the end of the day, I just want to give the guy a big hug. 31 points today for Deontay. And at the end of regulation, when he travels, I mean, what's your reaction when Deontay Burton travels at the end? If you're like me, you're going crazy. Monte hits a big three, and Naz, man, Naz, you know, Naz could miss 25 shots in a row and still have the confidence to take another. And he thinks he's going to make it. Listen, this is not the most talented Iowa State team of all time. We all know that by now. Clearly, there are deficiencies without George Niang in the lineup. But these dudes played their asses off once again. And for that, I could not be more proud of this group of guys. And that was a huge win. I mean, think about you as a fan and your reaction right now heading into Tuesday night when Kansas State comes to town. How you are right now compared to how you would have been had Iowa State lost that thing in regulation. Think about how you felt when Iowa State was down 25-9 at the beginning of the first half. No quit in this group of young men. I'm super happy for them. Let's go through the box score here. Plenty of coverage coming up later on. Jared Stansberry will have a recap of the game here at CycloneFanatic.com. More of a point to make on Merle Holden. Let's go to points in the paint. Right now this cannot be accurate with the stats that I'm looking at. However, it's unfortunately it's not. The thing that I'm looking at is just with the overtimes, and that doesn't look accurate. However, Iowa State was right there in rebounding with Oklahoma throughout the game. You got to remember, here's the deal about Holden, too. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of this, but Iowa State had given up 106 points in the paint in the last two games combined. Holden comes in and really and I thought Deontay played some pretty good defense on that end as well as far as owning the lane. And again, full disclosure, as I record this Instant Reaction podcast, of course, it's brought to you by Agrigold. I did not get to see the first half because I was driving. So I'm going off of the the observations of the great John Walters and Eric Heft. But, man, I was super impressed there. And you know, another guy who just every time he steps onto the floor, he impresses me more, and that's Donovan Jackson. 25 minutes tonight. Really 10 really important points from Donovan. He hit the big three. He hits those clutch free throws down the stretch, as did Naz. Naz and Monte were both great at the free throw line. And what about Deontay Burton? 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Guys, I'm so I'm just jacked up. I'm happy for these guys. I'm happy for the Iowa State fan base that was not rewarded for its great showing on Monday night against Kansas. I'm not punching tickets to the Final Four, nothing like that. But I think you all know, and clearly I do as well, how important this game really was. They needed this game. Still in the Steve Prohm era, they have not gone on a 3-game losing streak. So that streak stays intact. Still no 3-game losing streak under Steve Prohm as Iowa State's head coach. And frankly, I'm getting a little bit tired of the Prohm hate. I'm getting a little bit tired of it. I feel like that there's a group of people out there, it's a very small minority, there's a group of people out there that will look for anything to, you know, they reach to be able to take a shot at Steve Prohm. And he's not perfect. He's absolutely not perfect. No coach is. But I feel like there's a group of people out there that cannot let go of Fred Hoiberg and the fact that Fred Hoiberg left Iowa State. I love Fred Hoiberg. He left Iowa State. They didn't kick him out. He left. And this is the new guy, and he's not perfect, but he's working his ass off, and so is this group. And they were rewarded today, and that's what I'm most happy about. This group of guys, specifically the seniors, they played incredibly hard. And having said that, the Oklahoma, I think they're like 8-10 now on the season, but I think that you can all see that they are surging. Jordan Woodard back. Woodard was pretty good today, 21 points, 7 of 18 from the field. He didn't kill him, though. That Doolittle man, geez, he's the guy who impressed me. 15 rebounds, 15 points. He was fantastic. Oklahoma, as long as they stay healthy, they'll win some games, obviously, in the Big 12. We just saw them go on the road and beat West Virginia. But, man, I could not be happier. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload this podcast. I'm going to have me a Jack and Diet, and I am going to take my little girl swimming. and celebrate the big Cyclone win tonight. Huge win. Hope you all enjoyed it as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our friends at AgriGold. And always thank you for coming to CycloneFanatic.com.